I want to pick up a conversation that we started with Doug Fletcher, my partner in crime and co-author of a book about the art of selling expert services due out by Wiley in 2018, and also a board member of a consulting firm, a fellow who started his career at A.T. Kearney. So, Doug, you and I have talked about the seven elements of a buyer's decision making process, the thoughts and the steps that they need to go through before they engage with an expert service provider. What are those seven elements?
So the seven elements are stages or milestones or conditions. We've labeled them elements, but they're really preconditions for a customer choosing you as a service provider. So if you kind of flip the sales or business development process around, kind of reverse engineer it, it's the steps that a prospective client would have to go through in choosing to do business with you. And while a subtle difference, I think it's an important distinction. So the seven elements are, element number one, building awareness, with the obvious point that someone can't hire you or choose to do business with you if they're not aware of you. So as a business development task or challenge that you might have, the first one would be making your prospective customer aware of you. And that leads to element number two, developing understanding. And this means it's not enough to be aware of a company or a brand, like, let's say, you know, I'm aware of Pi, but it's also important to understand what that firm does. And kind of the analogy I'll make is, let's suppose we heard of a law firm, right? We were aware of their name, their brand, where they were located, and so forth. But we didn't understand what they did, what type of law they specialized in. That would be an important condition to meet for you as a business development task, because a law firm could specialize in intellectual property rights. They could specialize in estate planning. They could specialize in class action lawsuits or divorces or real estate law or, you know, dozens of other types of law. And so you wouldn't want to hire a real estate attorney for a divorce settlement, or an intellectual property attorney for estate planning or something to that effect. So the second task is really communicating what you do, who you serve, and how you're unique. So that's element number two. Element number three is where things start to get a little more interesting. Element number three is creating interest. And so you've met the conditions of awareness. They're aware that you exist, and you've done a great job of communicating the type of work you do and how you're unique and who you serve. Now the next milestone is the person interested in what you do? And that really comes down to a few factors, but one important one is what you do relevant to them, at this point in time. And is your service within their scope of responsibilities? And do they perceive that you have the ability to move the needle in some meaningful way within their scope of responsibility? So interest really comes down to, do you do something that the other person perceives as potentially being valuable to them? And if not, then it may be today or maybe never, you might not be a good fit for them, because for various reasons you may not be relevant to them. The fourth element increasingly becomes more challenging. The fourth element is inspiring belief. And I'll just go ahead and mention element five now, which is earning trust. Four and five are, the way we like to think about it is it has to do with the head and the heart. So belief being more of a cognitive process by which someone's analyzing, do they believe that you can help them, and the benefits outweigh the cost? And do they believe that you are the best service provider or best person to help them with their problem? And so it's kind of an analytical process about, you know, thinking through, is this person or firm the best fit for, you know, for me or my firm, which ties into trust, which has more to do with, you know, kind of a gut level feeling of do I trust these people? And trust can be a number of things. Do I trust that they will actually follow through and deliver on their promises of doing the work? It can also mean trust in the context of do I believe that this person has my interest at heart, and the person will be honest and so forth. So so that's elements four and five, belief and trust, and that brings us to our last two, which element six is determining ability, and element seven is gauging readiness. And these really have to do with, is the person that I'm speaking to, the prospective customer, do they have the ability to engage us? And by engage us, that may be such things as, can the person write a check? Is the person a decision maker? Does the person have buy-in from the other key stakeholders within his or her firm? And so it really comes down to, does the person that you are working with, did they have the ability to engage with you, to sign a contract, to write you guys a check? Which is somewhat tactical, but also very important. And that brings us to the last element, which is readiness, gauging readiness. And it has to do with if you've met all of the other preconditions or elements, is the timing right for them to hire you to help them solve their problems? And readiness is largely out of your control, because there may be other pressing matters at the time that maybe there's another priority that's more important than this project, or maybe there's budgetary constraints, maybe you're at the end of a fiscal cycle and you're going to have to wait for another quarter, or variety of other reasons. But it really comes down to, is the timing right now for them to engage in you? So in reviewing, we've got element one, awareness, element two, understanding, element three, interest, element four, belief, element five, trust, element six, ability, and last but not least, readiness. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's super. So I'm curious, is this sequential? Does a person walk through these, a buyer walk through these one after the other?
You know, that's a good question. When I think of this, I think that there are certainly scenarios where the client, if you look at these seven elements as a customer decision journey, I think you could imagine scenarios where the client sequentially went through these steps or elements in this order, in the order that we've discussed them. But I don't necessarily think it's necessary for them to go through them in this order. And let me give you an example. Let's just take, for example, interest. Number three, maybe you have built awareness. Maybe the prospective client understands exactly what you do. Maybe you've spent enough time with them that they believe in you and trust in you. But maybe they're really not interested right now because the work that you do is not relevant to them at this particular time. So I think that maybe interest, falls, as the fifth element, in this prospective customer journey. So, I think that, I think that they don't necessarily have to go in this order. You know, if trust could be number three, in the sense that maybe you have built a relationship with someone, a professional colleague, and the person really knows at heart that you're a good person and you have their best interest at heart, and they believe you're a true professional, but maybe believing that you're the best service provider for them comes later. So to answer your question, I don't think that they necessarily have to go in this order, but I think it's certainly possible that they may go in this order.
So I want to try and understand the relationship between tactics that people that sell services use and these seven elements. So for example, if I was invited to speak before a conference, which of these seven elements does that effort support, or does it support more than one?
Yeah. So, in its nature, this framework, these seven elements is strategic. You know, it's not tactical. In the whole discussion we've had for the last 10 minutes or so, we really haven't talked about any, sales or marketing tactics. We haven't talked about, writing white papers or speaking at conferences or doing podcasts or, writing books or a number of other, things, so social media, et cetera. You bring up the idea about speaking. So let's say you're at a conference and you've been asked to speak on a specific topic. I think that a number of these elements could be, or these conditions could be met if the person did a really nice job in their speaking engagement. For example, there's a really good chance that a number of people in the audience maybe had never heard of you or your firm, right? So you're speaking and, all of a sudden the people in the audience, presumably some of them may be prospective customers, have become aware of you. They've become aware of your firm. And so that's one element. But maybe if you did an effective job of giving a little bit of the backstory of your firm and what you guys do and the nature of your work and who you do work for and so forth, and you've met element number two, understanding. But maybe through the course of your talk, you have presented yourself as a credible resource on this topic. And so maybe you've also, touched on elements of like element number four, for example, belief. So I think that tactics can and do help with a number of elements, or can help with a number of elements. And I think that the seven elements in some way blends the lines or the distinctions between sales and marketing, in the sense that if you look at this as a customer journey, there's a number of sales tactics and or marketing tactics that you could use to help someone through their customer journey, and the tactics in some cases may be sales tactics, in other cases they may be marketing tactics.
And is your view that these are all necessary, that if you saw a customer go through five of the seven, that wouldn't be sufficient enough for them to make a decision to engage with you?
You bring up a good question. Is trust necessary to, hire the very best, brain surgeon? Is belief enough? I believe this, brain surgeon is the very best brain surgeon available. I believe that in most cases, if someone takes their time and diligently thinks through a decision, customer decision, I think they will go through the seven steps. But that's not to say that some people make decisions much more from a gut or spontaneous standpoint than others, and maybe they shortcut some of the seven elements. But I think looking at it from our perspective, if our job is business development for our professional services firm, I think that thinking through the seven elements and assuming that every customer is going to have to go through these seven preconditions, I think is a good place to start.